Hey there, welcome to Expresso Podcast. Today, join us as we dive into the inspiring journey of Jeruz, the force behind a media company that kicked off just before the pandemic. Despite setbacks and sacrifices, he's pushing boundaries in social media to make his support circle proud. Get ready for a shot of resilience and triumph in today's episode. Hello, Jeruz.
Hello, Mustafa. What's up, man?
How's it going?
All good. Thank you for inviting me here, man.
Thank you for having me as well and accepting the invite to be a guest on the podcast.
And welcome to my Batcave.
So I'm finally here. I've met Jeruz last year. Well, last year as in like five, 6 months ago. We're attending a garage sale by Advanced Media.
Yes.
And I've been following him, I think, for 2 years. When did you start the whole journey?
2019, I think. Yeah.
Oh, no. So that's like...
Five years now.
Yeah,
it feels like only yesterday.
I've been following him for 5 years. Wow. Okay, cool. Oh, yeah. So I've been following him for a while, and since I got back to the podcast again after some time, I took some time off because I had some other things going on the side, and I was just making a list of people that I want to have, and then I was like, there's people like always in my face, but it's like, when you get a freelance job and you want a team or a crew and then you never remember.
Sure.
And it's like a guy who told me, oh, if you ever get a job, like I'd be more than happy to help and be with you. And then you forget that guy. So recently we've been talking a lot and then a lot of things have been happening. We have that creators group on Instagram.
Sure.
And I'm like, man, he has a story. I've been following him for 5 years and I'd love to hear the story. So I remember you started the whole thing where you wanted to hit 10K. And then you were posting every day, nonstop, going out, getting sunsets, getting every shot that you had in mind, shots that you didn't even have in mind. and it's crazy because, as I was telling you, like I've been following the whole journey that you had. And man, you had ups and downs. You had it all.
True.
And you got through it. Look at you now. Just thriving, honestly. And... the other thing is, I was telling you, like, because you were like asking people, like, oh, this is my like thing that I'm doing. I want to hit 10K. So I have like a couple of accounts on the side, like that I do just to post things through when I do like a test run for the post.
Oh.
And I was like, let me just.
Oh, you were that
like,
guy.
You were that guy. Like, let me just follow, like, give comments and stuff like that, you know. And I'll just hand it over to you and then go ahead, let us know how did it start and how's it going.
Oh yeah, so Instagram journey. So I started back in 2019. So the whole idea was to promote my company. So I started my company back in 2017. So the whole idea for my Instagram is to, first of all, is to drive, like to promote my business. And also for me to learn because I love learning, I love improving. You know, I always try to like improve my skills, you know, and that's where I'm lacking. It's back in the day, believe it or not, I can't speak like this. Like I was the most silent man in the meeting room, you know. So I was like, man, I need to change this, you know. What can I do to improve this these skills? So that's when I stumbled about social media. I started YouTube. It didn't work. It's hard. Long content. So I stumbled upon Instagram and then
short
I was like,
form.
Short form, easier. And also like, it's just, I mean, it's just more casual, you know? So yeah, so I started Instagram 2019, again, to promote my business. And then I started taking pictures of sunset, as you said, you know?
Yeah.
But keep in mind, back in the day, I was a filmmaker. Like before that, I was a filmmaker. Like friends even call me to this day direct Jeruz.
But before that, before the company and everything, what was your background? Were you always in the media scene? Or?
Yes, I started as a graphic designer and then photographer and then videographer.
Okay. So you had a 9-to-5 job basically?
Yeah, basically, yeah. Yeah. Then 2017, I put up my own company. Yeah, and then 2019, I started just going out, taking pictures. For me, I was like, I just want to promote my company. But then I realized that I actually received more from that going out, taking pictures. I received the like followers, loved from people. Like they loved all my sunset shoots. like every day, all the grind, you know, all the all my activities, which is I'm not really even expecting, to be honest. For me, I was just enjoying going out, as you said, every day. For the first 6 months, bro, then the first 6 months, no day off.
Yeah.
Every single afternoon, going out, taking picture, even morning, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and then eventually people noticed it. People followed me. They loved it, you know. And then brands slowly, you know, take notice as well. So, yeah, here I am now, full-time content creator, you know, promoting brands and also influencer as well.
So, guys, this is the pretty side.
Yes.
This is the pretty side of the journey. True. There is a dark side of the journey.
Oh, yeah, for sure, man.
So, COVID hit
for
you, and I think it hit hard, and you were one of the people that it hit hard.
Very hard, right? 2019, I told you, it started 2019.
Yeah.
2020, pandemic hit.
Yeah.
And that was like, I was just starting, man. I was just starting.
Just
and then, man, pandemic hits, and yeah, I lost a lot, man. I lost
my... You have two beautiful girls that I know.
Yes, I have my daughters here. Yeah, I had my kids here. So, yeah, I had to send back home. You know, I had to
move. And I'm sure that's not something easy as a parent to make that decision. You had them with you. You were so happy they were next to you.
Absolutely. I had to move from Dubai to Ajman.
Yeah.
Imagine the struggle. And then when I was living in Ajman, like there was a time that I can't even pay for my rent. I can't even pay for my electricity, that I had to live inside my car for a few nights.
Yeah.
You know, but those are the stuff that
I remember someone brought that up in your recent workshop.
Yeah.
The whole struggle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
it reminded me of everything. And there's, speaking of workshop, there is one workshop for Canon that basically the night before the workshop, my electricity died. I don't have any money to pay for electricity.
Yeah.
And I was just starting with my presentation
on computer.
And I called Canon. I was crying, bro. I was crying because I was kind of, hey, I don't think I can make, I can finish the presentation for tomorrow because I don't have electricity. I don't even have a laptop, to make smarter worse. I don't have a laptop to like bring work somewhere else, you know? So I was like, hey, Canon, sorry, I don't think I can make it. But then last minute, someone sent me money to pay for electricity, and then I managed to recover, and then I managed to finish my workshop, thankfully. So yeah, there's so many struggles, man. Again, my kids, I had to send them back to the Philippines, you know. So, man, it was tough, man. It was very tough, but it made me a better person, a better father, a better businessman, you know. So right now, I feel like, man, once you survive the pandemic, like there's not a single thing I believe that can take me down again. And I won't let that happen again. I promise to myself I will never let that happen again.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So yeah, I'm a better man. That's what I'm trying to say, yeah.
That's good to hear. And how was the, like, when COVID hit, when did you realize, like, this is the moment that you need to make a hard decision?
Mm-hmm.
But what made you decide that you're going to stay and then your kids are going to go back?
Well, I had no choice, man.
Yeah.
I had no choice because back then, my business just started 2017. And I mean, it's only 3 years when pandemic hit. So the business is just basically almost starting. I mean, it's only 3 years, you know?
Yeah.
So for me, it's
barely.
Barely, yeah. So I was like, man, I thought that was the year that I will make it. Because before COVID, man, my income was... It's really good.
Yeah.
You know, before COVID, but...
and at the time, there was no saturation as well. Keep in mind.
yeah, that's
no
true.
No oversaturation of content creators and
that's true.
And,
there's
production houses and
there's
everything.
There's not a lot of content creators. So yeah, back in the day, before COVID, man, we are earning a lot of money.
Yeah. Business was booming.
And no one expected. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
No one expected COVID. It's just rock bottom, man.
Yeah.
So I had no choice. And even if, like, I also want to focus, man. I want to focus on how to beat the current situation, you know. So for me, it just makes sense for me to send my kids back home.
Yeah.
For me to be able to like focus on what am I going to do, and it actually helped me a lot. You know, it helped me a lot. Once I sent them back home, you know, I was alone for so long, and it gave me a lot of like peace of mind. You know, focus, which helped me survive. The pandemic. So, So yeah, everything happens for a reason, like what I said. So
true.
Yeah.
And you mentioned before all of that, you were a graphic designer in a full-time job, right?
Yes.
And then where did the directing and the like filmmaking come from? And what inspired starting the company on your own?
Well, it started way before that. I'm not sure if you know, but I started as a street vendor here in Dubai. So I started selling in Karama. I was selling on the street of the Karama. You know, those Ojo cities back in the day, those... Probably too young for that.
No.
You don't see this. Ojo cities.
What is it?
Ojo cities. CD.
CD. CD. Okay. Yeah, CDs.
Back in the day, if you want to listen to music, you know, you can also burn CD that you can burn all the music that you like. Yeah, right? Yeah. So you can burn one CD. Yeah, yeah. And also you can design.
Not that young, guys. Okay, relax. Relax.
So you can also design the exterior.
I had a cassette, what do you call them?
Yeah.
Walkman. I had the CD Walkman. Yeah. So it's okay.
So that's where I started creating some things. Because I also love art back in the day. I was into art, you know. And then when I started in Dubai, that's basically what I started, you know, I want to have a career because when I came here.
So you're a self-taught graphic designer?
No. I told you I was selling on the street.
Yeah.
And then once I earned enough money, I went to a graphic designing school.
Okay.
Okay. So I enrolled myself to the graphic designing school. And then after a couple of weeks, I tried to apply on Gulf News newspaper.
Newspaper.
Yeah. And then eventually I got hired by the first company that I applied for. And then I started as a graphic designer. And then I love
creating.
I love
art.
Learning.
Yeah.
For me, learning is not stopping, you know. Yeah. So I was like thinking, what else can I add to my repertoire to increase my salary and, you know, my career. So I started photography. And then I started video, and then also I enrolled into filmmaking. So I attended a filmmaking course as well. Also, I did animation stuff. I did websites. So I learned a lot, man. I tried to learn a lot. I also tried to learn social media, public speaking. You know, even DaVinci Resolve. I'm currently studying now. So again,
this to be honest, for the ones listening, this doesn't come easy.
Yeah.
Even for me personally, I'm a very talkative person, but it took a while to. I wasn't like this. Yeah, I was 14, 15 when I moved out of Dubai. Mm-hmm. I went to Canada. Mm-hmm. And I was not a very social person until it changed when I was there.
Mm-hmm.
So I grew up, I was 16, 17, 18. I was living there.
Yeah.
And speaking became easier for me.
Mm-hmm.
I could just go up to someone, speak to them, get to know them.
Yeah.
And it just started coming to me normally. Yeah. And then when the podcast started, it was just like, like, I hate how I freaking sound. I don't want to listen to myself. And now, like, every episode that I record, I'm like, nice. Now, like, I have a new story. A new thing that I got to feel or, like, listen to and get to know what that person maybe not felt, but get to know what that person went through or what was their story and what was their breaking point and everything like that. So this is the whole point of this.
Yeah.
And you said, like, the challenges were public speaking and trying everything until you settled for Instagram.
Yeah, true.
So your thing now, you think your thing is the short form content?
I'm trying to, like, explore other social media platform, but this is my style, man. Like, this is where I'm comfortable at, you know. Short form content.
Yeah.
But even my humor, man, it fits perfectly with the short form content. I mean, it really depends on where you're comfortable at, right? So I started with YouTube. I tried it. You know, it's not for me. I'm enjoying it, you know. I'm enjoying it. But I mean, let's see in the future. But yeah, definitely social media helped me a lot with whatever I am right now. So I owe a lot for social media, man. So.
Okay. And... With the whole COVID situation, when you got back on your feet, let's say, what was pushing you through it all?
Mm-hmm.
So let's say, obviously, anyone who would have the downside of COVID, looking at it and everything, some people would just give up.
Oh, yeah, I almost, man. I almost gave up.
That's what I mean. What was the point or let's say, idea or ideas that, or the thoughts that you went through your head that made you go like, no, I have to keep going. I have to keep pushing. I know, how do they say it? It's brighter on the other side or something like that. So
yeah. Okay.
What was it for you?
Well, a couple of reasons. First, my kids, of course, number one reason, my kids. And second thing, my friends. Like, I don't think I will be here right now without my friends.
The support,
The support of my friends. Like what I said, COVID made us realize who are the true people around us. And I learned who are those people, real people that are surrounding me. And then when back in the day during COVID, like the darkest moments of my life, you know, my friends supported me. When I lost my car, you know, they sent money for me to afford to rent a car, to get back up again. I literally had zero, man, zero. Yeah.
These are the moments in life that make you realize who's your true friend and who's not there for you.
Yeah. And for me, that was like, I promised myself that I will fight my best to be able to, just for them, for my friends, you know, not for me.
For the support they gave you.
For the support
they gave you. For you to pay them back through your success.
I don't want to let them down. You know? Yeah. So for me, I mean, they didn't even ask me to repay them back.
Exactly, but it's, you know, that was your thought of it.
Yeah, yeah. So for me, my
perspective.
I think my ultimate payment for those help is for me to be successful. You know? The more successful I get, the more I can also help them. Like even right now, my friends that helped me through those darkest times are the ones that I'm eagerly supporting these days. Like, I can mention the name JV. You see him on my stories a lot. Like, he helped me a lot during this pandemic. And I've noticed.
So I keep up. Yeah. I don't just follow. There are a specific amount of people that I keep up with on Instagram. Yeah. And I've seen you have a very good circle of friends.
Exactly.
Yeah. And it was nice to see the support. And you're always out there. You're always having someone with you. True. If you don't have someone with you, you're going to run into someone that you know. Mm-hmm. And then it was just so nice to see all that happen.
True. And I'm a very supportive person. So, you know, if you support me, I will do everything to support you.
Yeah.
It's brotherhood, you know. So, that's
it was it's still quite a journey. Sure. I don't think you're going to stop anytime soon. You're still going.
Oh, yeah, I'm still
you're still at the start line.
I mean, the thing is, you don't want to be comfortable with life. I never want to be comfortable with life. You know, if you feel comfortable, that's the moment that you will actually
sink or
go down.
Yeah.
You know, because you always want to be like pushing yourself forward, right?
Yeah.
You don't want to be satisfied with whatever you have right now. You know, you always want to, you want that motivation. So whenever I lose motivation, I always try my best to find it somewhere. You know.
Yeah.
So I'm still learning.
So one of the things I asked most of my guests, from the name of the podcast, it's about I called it espresso. It's two things about pun, playing on words from the word espresso. Most people think it's espresso, but it's espresso with an S, and expression. What's something that you've always expressed in your daily life and you're dealing with people, whatever it is, regardless, that people have found uncommon or they wouldn't do it themselves?
I'm not prepared, man.
Just from the top of your head, what's something that you've done that people went like, this wouldn't work out for me? Like, it works out for you, but wouldn't work out for someone else. Something that you do in your life that's not very common.
Okay, I think hard work, man. Yeah. Hard work and passion with whatever you do, because I am a very hardworking person, as you know.
Yeah.
I'm very passionate with what I do. And I know, I mean, I've met so many people, and not every people has the same drive as you. And I don't expect everyone
to. And some people believe it's luck.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
episode with Chris, there's no such thing as luck.
Yeah.
When it comes to your hard work and your blood and your sweat being put into something, I don't think there's something luck.
Yeah.
It's all about hard work. It's all about the sleepless nights. It's all about the time you put into things.
It's
true. Because you wouldn't be sponsored by the brands that you're sponsored by today. Yeah. You wouldn't be giving the workshops for Canon. You wouldn't be getting these products to review.
The followers, man.
Exactly. Yeah. And some people go like, oh, maybe he did one video and it blew up. And then he hit like 29, 28K. But no, it's consistency. It's hard work. It's time. Sleepless nights. Long hours. Our backs get screwed because we're constantly sitting on a computer.
True.
And the gear that we carry around, and it's a lot of work. It's not something that happens overnight.
Yeah.
And your journey is the living proof from 2017 till now, all the ups and downs.
Yep.
And I'm very glad that I heard your story.
Cool.
Thank
bro.
You so much for being on the episode.
You're welcome.
And hopefully we'll run into each other again. Maybe we'll work together one day.
Yes.
And again, thank you for having me.
Thank you too, man. Nice to meet you.
Thank you guys for listening. And this was our episode with J. Ruse.